Teachers Union provides Ohio teachers with guide for anal sex, bondage, fisting. By Brecken F. Teese on September 22, 2022. Teachers in Ohio's Hilliard City School District are allowed to wear safe space badges with a QR code that leads to how-to guides on extreme sexual content. The badges are being promoted and provided by the National Education Association, a major teachers' union in the United States. According to local news reporting, the National Education Association and its local affiliate in Hilliard, Ohio, have been providing staff in the Hilliard City School District with the QR code-enabled badges, which point to the NEALGBTQ+ caucus website, pic.twitter.com/looksxigdig0t. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Realchris Rufo, September 21, 2022. One guidebook, Queering Sex Ed, is a program of Planned Parenthood Toronto and styles itself a recipe book designed to give you more information about some of the sex acts that we don't think get enough play. Each recipe card is a different sexual act, such as anal sex, bondage, rimming, and fisting, and takes the reader through a step-by-step guide to complete the act. For sadomasochism, playing with giving in or receiving pain and humiliation for pleasure, the guide instructs participants to use whips and chains. Another possible act is muffing, using fingers or other objects to stimulate a trans woman or mob, male assigned at birth, person internally through the inguinal canals. The guide ends with fisting, putting a fist or whole hand into a person's vagina or bum. Other resources include gender activism groups Scarlet Teen, Sex, Etc., Gender Spectrum, The Trevor Project, and Teen Health Source. According to ABC 6 News, the school district contends that the message of the badges is one of safety and inclusion for all students. In a statement, Superintendent Dave Stewart said, "The QR code on the back of the badge is not there to be shared with students. Rather, it is provided to adults by the NEA should they be interested in learning more about LGBTQ+ issues and supporting LGBTQ+ students. Any teacher who chose to wear one of the badges clearly understood that the resources at the link were intended for adults, not students," he continued. Despite that, the Ohio Press Network, OPN, reported Thursday that at a school board meeting last week, students were seen speaking and holding up the badges that were apparently intended only for adults. When asked by the network how a student could have obtained the badge, Hilliard City Schools Communications Director Stacy Raderman said, "That student is the child of a staff member. I was told the child was given the badge to hold while speaking." Raderman further told the outlet that no other students had access to the badges, but that there was no way of knowing if a student accessed the guides using the QR code. While Raderman in an email said that the content provided by the badges is to be used for teacher growth and personal development, she could not articulate what that might look like or what teachers can gain from the sexually explicit material. Parents have threatened the district with a lawsuit, according to OPN, saying they are concerned the district is allowing manipulations of students to manifest gender dysphoria symptoms at school and encouraging them to transition to a sex opposite their biological birth. The parents seek prior knowledge of sexual content or education before their children are exposed to it. Stewart continues to allow teachers to wear the badge. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.